This week, we've been talking about jobs in the economy with candidates in New Hampshire's 1st Congressional District. We wrap up this series today with the Libertarian nominee, Seabrook Selectman Brendan Kelly. He joins us now by phone. Brendan Kelly, welcome to All Things Considered.
Thank you very much.
I have heard you describe the core philosophy of libertarianism as essentially hurt no one, otherwise do what you want. In economic terms, how does that play out?
Well, it plays out that you don't steal somebody else's money that they earn for taxes.
And then also then in the business sector, does that require something then of private businesses?
Well, my whole thing of the, we have a, in my opinion, we have a country that's gone wild on taxing and providing these programs that they have no business doing because they're too expensive to be done by government. And so my thing is that the more you get the government out of the way, the better off everybody in the country is going to end up being.
I wanted to ask you also about some of the government programs that you would, I imagine, would try to cut or reduce at least. One of the immediate economic effects of budget cuts would be, at first at least, public sector job cuts. Is that something that you as a member of Congress should be concerned about, that short-term economic issue, even if there's a long-term payoff potentially down the road?
Well, you know, if we go to a real balanced budget and real money, there's going to be a change in how we're doing things because this whole bureaucracy is based on the fact that they can just keep printing more money. And naturally, that's going to have to come to a screeching halt. You're only going to have people working for the government who are in jobs that we actually need. All of the other things are going to, you know, you're going to have to go home or wherever you came from and find a new line of work that actually produces something.
What would that mean in terms of the economy? Are there any government jobs that are needed in terms of the economy? And if so, what would they be like?
I don't think there are that many that are necessary as far as helping the economy. Every government job means you stole money from somebody else to pay this person to do whatever the government wants them to do. And they're almost all bureaucrats. They don't produce anything. They don't actually do anything.
Now, even a significantly smaller government would theoretically have some kind of economic impact. If you have, say, the military is going to continue, the military is at least going to buy supplies for troops and vehicles and things like that. If so, should the government actively use its buying power to try to spur economic growth? Is that something it should be doing, trying to promote economic growth or no?
No, I think that you're just getting out of the way. Just get out of the way. If you give people an opportunity to compete in this country, they will compete. Our problem is we overtax our businesses way higher than any other country does theirs. And so naturally, that's why a company will go to another place where they don't have to pay that high tax. The current administration is talking about going it up to 40% when everybody else is cutting it back. I would be in favor of just completely eliminating it.
Completely eliminating the income tax?
On business, yes. And the income tax.
So personal income tax and business income tax.
Yes, we do away with it all.
Last question for you, and this is one we're asking of every candidate. What would you tell Granite Staters to look for 2 years from now to see that under these proposals, they're better off economically than they are today?
2 years from now. God, we better make some magnificent changes if things are going to be better 2 years from now. Because I don't see anything on the horizon from the people that we have running things now that is going to advance anything unless all of a sudden we start electing libertarians and turn everything around.
And that's what I'm asking. If say you get elected and you can say, you know, 2 years down the road when you're looking back at a term in Congress, you can say, this is what you need to look for to judge whether or not things are better off than they were when I ran in 2012.
Well, you would have to see a turnaround, that there are actual jobs and things are picking up. We have construction going on because we've decided to use our own, you know, like use our own coal and use our own oil and use everything from this country on our own. That's going to provide jobs. That's my thing. We need to do things where we repair our electric grid and system so, you know, we could use more electricity that is produced by gas and coal that we have here. We have nuclear plants that are online. Right now, they're not competitive with natural gas, so it's not likely we're going to be building many more of them because they're so expensive to build. But for the ones that are already built, they're certainly competitive. And I just think we have to change everything around and start doing things on our own and looking out for our own. And that's my opinion of what we need to do. So we need to get real money and get the government out of the way and let the economy run by itself.
That's Brendan Kelly, selectman from Seabrook and the Libertarian candidate in the 1st Congressional District. You can hear more of our conversation and find all of our election 2012 coverage at nhpr.org. Next week, I'll talk jobs and the economy with the candidates in the 2nd Congressional District.